Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to my producer today, Jessica. Jessica, how are you doing?
I'm doing very good. I'm very excited to be here. It's a special treat always to produce your show, Erica.
And I love to have you. We don't get to talk as much, well, especially when I was out, but I am glad for today's show because I really think you will enjoy it. Jessica, for some of you who are longtime listeners, you have heard Jessica on the show before. We did a lot of fun stuff. And I think today's episode, which is titled Embracing Life's Infinite Possibilities, is something that is right up your alley. So listeners, you are definitely in for a treat because we are going to be diving deep into the art of living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. My guest, Tanya Whiteside, and I will explore the transformative power of these three principles and how they can guide you to create a life filled with joy, connection, and a sense of purpose. Today's interview truly promises to be a journey of inspiration, self-discovery, and actionable insights, encouraging all you listeners to live life to the fullest, embrace love and connections, and let go of what no longer is serving you. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about my guest before we jump right into things. So Tanya Whiteside, the vision catalyst for the Whiteside Group, is a wife, mother, military veteran, educator, and credentialed high school counselor. She holds master degrees in both education and human services and a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Tanya is the author of Change the Atmosphere with Encouraging Words, Rebuilding Life After Trauma, I Am More Than My Hair coloring book, and the newly released Focus, a 31-Day Journal. Tanya is dedicated to women who are rebuilding life after experiencing trauma. She shares her experience as a military veteran, victim, and survivor through keynote speaking and creating customized workshops. I am truly honored to have Tanya today here on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Erica. I am so excited to be here.
So let's jump right into this episode. We can all learn how to embrace life, right? Because I think sometimes we get into that hamster wheel of just going with the flow, which is not a bad thing to go with the flow, but we just get stuck in a pattern. We don't know how we got from A to B, or we are just kind of going through the motions. And I really believe we've all have had challenges and adversities in our lives, and some more so or to larger extents than others. And many might find it hard to start over and dig themselves out of the hole that they've got themselves in, to let go of their past and really begin anew. And I know I personally learn from my past and learn from my mistakes, and really in that of others, right? So when I see somebody else going through a hard time and how they have been really a catalyst of change and they can move forward, it helps me, right, learning about their stories. So Tanya, can you share a personal story of a time when you had to pick up the pieces and start anew?
Oh, absolutely. Several years ago, I was a victim and witness to a murder-suicide of really good friends. And I had just turned 40, and I can remember planning out. I think by the time you get to 40, you're like, okay, I've worked several years. Am I really doing, what's my purpose? what should I be doing right now with my life? Is this, am I in the right career field? And right in the middle of that, my life took a turn because these were really good friends. And I was the only witness to the murder suicide, the murder of my friend right next to me, and then the husband then killing himself. And I felt for a long time, and maybe some of your listeners out there can relate to this, but I felt like I had no reason to celebrate because people lost their life in that. And so I found myself searching to accept what my life, what I had just witnessed and what I had experienced. And it was very difficult and challenging for me to find joy, knowing that there were families that were grieving the loss of loved ones. And it really was a challenge to pick up those broken pieces and start my life over again. And yeah. I need a lot of help.
Well, I mean, and not only that, I mean, the PTSD or PTSS, right? To really go through that. I mean, that's very traumatizing, and you had to learn to go through that portion. And then even as you go, and it's the survivor's guilt.
Yes, I absolutely had that, and I what I learned was you can't just see it as, well, I thought everybody's life changed the way mine did. And I had to learn that that wasn't so. It was something that I experienced. Even others who knew our friends experienced it differently. And so learning how to not attach everything and everyone to that experience, I had to work through learning how to accept those various pieces of my life. And what that meant was not attaching everything, but seeing it as part of my life story. But it wasn't the end of my story. It was because I was still here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a good, because it gets to perspective, right? What might happen to me, we could be sitting right next to each other and go through a same experience, but it's going to be taken potentially very differently for both of us,
absolutely,
based on our previous happenings in our lives or our previous experiences, and just as individuals and going through people, it's like people's perspective. One person can say something and it means nothing to one person, and yet could greatly offend or cause, angst or anger in somebody else. And I think this is another example of that. We can't assume what somebody else is going through, but I think we can all empathize. It's that sympathy and empathy, right? And having that. So what advice do you have for individuals who may be struggling to move forward after a setback or hardship or a challenging experience?
I would say don't attach yourself to the outcome. You are not the trauma that you experienced. Again, see it as hard as it is, as part of your life story. It is not the end of your story. And I think when we attach ourselves to the outcome, that's when we're hurt. That's when we're angry or we're frustrated, because other people, like you said earlier, they're not experiencing it the same way. Even if we had the same type of experience, we're going to view it, we're going to move through it differently at different speeds, at different pace. We may use different resources, but do not attach yourself to the outcome of that, because when you do, you are now looking at everything through that lens, and it makes it really hard to move through it. I think, when you do that, you take it, it is an experience, and we want to grow through that one experience, but it's not the end of the story.
And I think it's also having that mindset and courage, right? Because change is constant.
Yes.
I mean, change is everywhere. But how can one cultivate the mindset and courage needed to embrace change and create that fresh start?
You've got to find the resource and align yourself with someone that's moving in the same direction. I remember thinking that my husband, my children, my friends, I was thinking that they were the individuals. But what I learned is they didn't experience it. So they couldn't give me what they didn't have. So you've got to have that mindset. You've got to have the courage to then find those resources to help you. For me, it was individual counseling in the beginning, as well as group counseling that was very specific to my traumatic experience. There, I could find that a lot of us shared a lot of similar things, and we were able to support one another because those individuals went through a lot of the same things and we were having some of the same emotions. So it's very specific to your traumatic experience and whatever, however that looks. You have to be open and willing and let the others off the hook. I let my husband off the hook because he wasn't the one who was going to provide what I needed. He was there for me as a support in other areas, but for that traumatic experience, I needed other resources to help.
Yeah. And I think that is good, is knowing that maybe the situation or what somebody went through might be different, but you're experiencing the same emotions or not backlash, but the consequences, and taking that aside, you can really get help when you go out there and seek it. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about crying out loud. But before we go, Tanya, tell folks how they can learn more about you and your services.
Sure, absolutely. We are at www.thewhitesidegroup.net. You can see a lot of our services that we offer, as well as Instagram, The White Side Group, Facebook, The White Side Group.
Wonderful. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balanced Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you struggling with body image, aging, or grief? Hi, I'm Dr. T, and here to support you through life's challenging experiences. I specialize in offering valuable insights into the unique struggles and triumphs that accompany these sensitive topics. My expertise and compassionate approach ensure that you will feel supported and understood. Learn how you can receive guidance tailored to your specific needs and concerns. Visit me, Dr. T, at ccwithdrt.com.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Tanya Whiteside. Thanks for being on the show today, Tanya.
Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here, Erica.
So during the last segment, we discussed kind of picking up the pieces and embracing a fresh start. In order to do that, we need to be prepared and willing to release emotions that go with picking up those pieces.
Yeah.
Now, personally, I have a problem being vulnerable, right? I want to be seen as that strong person. And I have gotten better, being somewhat forced to do with my cancer diagnosis, but it's been hard. And don't get me wrong, I know it is necessary. And sometimes having a good cry just feels amazing. But why is it essential to allow ourselves to cry out loud and express those emotions?
There have been a ton of studies that have said that a good cry is healthy. And I know that, you know, depending on how you were raised, male or female, some people believe it's not good, that crying shows a weakness. But in actuality, it does not. A good cry is so good for you. And especially they say that women are five times more likely to cry, you know, than a man, but it doesn't mean a male can't cry. It's the release that happens in the body. And then I know I could go to sleep after a really good cry. But I also learned that, you know, some people prefer to cry alone. Some people can cry in a group. And I know for me, I don't think I ever cried so much. I didn't think that I had those many tears, but I even learned to set a timer. I, Erica, would set a timer, and it kind of depended on what I was going through. Yes, if I wanted to just have a moment, I had no words, but I just felt like crying. So I would set a timer, but I would be alone. And when the timer would go off, then I would get up and I would go back to what I was doing. But I learned that a good cry is healthy. It is not a weakness. It's healthy.
It is. I mean, and I completely, even though I have a hard time with it, and it's not necessarily crying, it's showing that vulnerability, which to me, you know, when I say that out loud, it sounds ridiculous because I encourage other people to do it. And we know it's not a sign of weakness, asking for help, you know, having to be dependent for something that you need. I mean, last week was perfect example for me. I needed help. And if I needed that help probably 6 months ago, I would have been extremely stubborn and would not have allowed it. And that would have caused me a bunch of problems. But being able to cry and show the pain or show sadness or show those emotions, because it was not only physically challenging, but also mentally challenging. It is so important to let it, because if you hold that stuff in, I mean, it's not good physically, mentally, anything for you emotionally. But how can individuals, because it's hard, right? It's hard to do that, especially if you were ever, I don't want to say trained, but you were raised in a way that you don't do that. That's personal. You don't show that emotion. You don't, you know, real men don't cry, or you do that in your space of your own home, right? Which we all know that's not true. But how can individuals cultivate that emotional resilience and turn vulnerability into a source of power?
Yeah. And you don't need a reason. I think that was the first thing that I learned, especially, I don't just cry because something's wrong. There's the dramatic cry, or there's the happy tears. It starts in all of the experiences that we have. So if we get out of the mindset that we only cry if this happens, and I've learned that, you know, I mean, if you have children, or if you have loved ones, or you experience a loss, then sometimes those tears come without even trying. But I think getting it out of "you only cry if this" is one way of understanding that you know, you don't need a reason to cry. And I think for me now, even if I, after going through a traumatic experience, I mean, one that was very traumatic for me, I feel the tears coming and they don't stop. So whereas before I could control where you know, and when I cried, now I can't. They will come. It'll be maybe for a moment or two, and I gather myself and I'm okay. But I now allow myself to have that emotion without feeling like I can only cry during a certain time. So considering that you don't need a reason, get out of boxing it in, you know, to a particular category. And that has been very helpful with my healing of going through a traumatic experience. It's helped me in other traumatic experiences.
That's a very good point. Is not having to have a reason, and allowing it, right? Because quite frankly, sometimes it sneaks up on you, and you don't have a reason, you don't have an explanation, you don't have why it's coming. And if you don't fight it, right, just go with it, and have that. And I also think it's I like what you said earlier about setting a time to just let that emotion out, whether it's crying, you know, maybe it's anger, maybe it's disbelief, right? Just to let yourself have those feelings, feel the feelings.
Yes, feel the feel.
And I think when we look at it like that, and we look at it as a source of power, that will get us to the point where then it's more normal. It's a regular habit. And when we get into that regular habit, then it becomes easier just to keep moving with it.
Right. And we have day-to-day stress, daily stress. Things are happening all the time. We go through pain, we go through highs and lows. And sometimes I say, I could just cry right now. And sometimes I do. I even go to my car sometimes if right at my desk is not a good time. I'll go for a few moments to gather myself and then I come back. It's okay. We don't need a reason. But if we do have a reason, have your moment.
Now, for those who might be listening and say, I don't get this, I don't understand this, let's share an example of a time when maybe sharing your emotions or allowing someone else to share theirs led to a deeper connection, or a deeper healing experience.
I have had individuals that will start to cry. I will cry with them. I'm not telling everyone to do that, but I have done that, and vice versa. I no longer say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for crying," because I'm not. If I'm having an emotion, I allow myself to have the emotion, and vice versa. When we allow others, you know, a safe space to have to be vulnerable, let's just say. It does create a deeper connection when a person feels that they are safe, that they could have that moment that they need, and they don't feel judged because they had a moment, if that makes sense.
Oh, it completely doesn't. And in both personal and professional, because
Absolutely.
when you feel comfortable, you know, whether you're the leader or you're with a leader, you typically trust your team, you typically trust your leader, and from a professional standpoint. But when you can also trust them from that personal, emotional, not just psychological and a knowledge based, that connection that you can then, and the things you can do, are is even better. And I think
Absolutely.
that is very important, and it makes complete sense. And I don't think we do enough of that in our personal in our professional lives. You know, personally, somebody might be, you know, you're with friends, you're with people that you love and trust because you have that relationship. And sometimes at work, because we're like, work is work, and you don't bring your personal business into work. I'm calling a little BS, folks, because you can't always separate that.
Now,
You take things with you. You take things when you leave work and go home. You take things from home to work, and having the ability to know that you are able to do that and you can trust that is important.
absolutely. And I believe that that does take the, you know, the you're building trust. You're building trust and You know, sometimes when we're going through a crisis, even at work, you know, there's a time for every emotion, really. And crying is an emotion. And I think sometimes we forget that it is an emotion. We need to allow ourselves all of the emotions, the happy, the sad, the angry, the, you know, and with that sometimes comes tears. And so allowing ourselves to have that shows, you know, every part of the team that, you know, you're trusting each other and you're relying on each other. So it definitely, even in the workplace, if it happens, it shouldn't be looked at as a weakness.
Yes. So folks, get ready to cry out loud, right? Let's take that quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss how you can clean the clutter to make room for more. Tanya, before we go, tell listeners how they can reach you.
Sure, absolutely. Our website is www.thewhitesidegroup.net. And we are also on Instagram, The Whiteside Group, and Facebook, The Whiteside Group.
Wonderful. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you looking for a peaceful sanctuary that will relieve you from the stress and anxiety of your life? Deb Phelps, founder of Peaceful Wellness, provides a safe and accessible place for you to explore what services are best for you. Deb offers free meditation guidance, sound healing, private coaching sessions, and more. Start your journey towards peaceful wellness. Book a free discovery call at debphelps.com.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, GetRootedRadio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today. We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, other episodes, sign up for our helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Tanya Whiteside. Tanya, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm so happy to be here, Erica. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Now, during the last two segments, we discussed picking up the pieces and crying out loud. And even during the break, we were talking amongst ourselves about how it is earning that respect and that trust of others personally and professionally when they can see the vulnerable side of us and really moving forward, that we can have those moments of vulnerability, of crying, of expressing emotions. We didn't unpack and stay there. We moved on. And I think it is earning those people's respect and trust that way. So if you are ever hesitant about showing those emotions, don't be, because you can earn and receive the trust about allowing it as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm happy about this next area that we're going into, because, oh man, let me tell you, the closet and decluttering. Boy, if I, you know, had the best closet in the world, let me tell you, I would still need to go in there and take things out. Because don't we do that? Don't we add things to our closet, not necessarily taking things out? I equate that to our life. We We take on a lot of responsibilities. We keep adding and adding and adding to our plates. And that's where the analogy of decluttering that closet, we've got to take some things out. A while ago, there was a show on TV and the host, Stacey London, was talking about, the show was called What Not to Wear. Did you ever see that show? Oh, I love that
when
show.
When you said Stacey London, I was like, oh, yes.
Well, she said, you know, as we add things, we need to take things away. And isn't that the same thing as a reflection in our life? We take on responsibility. Sometimes it's because, oh, well, I'll give it to Erica. I know she can handle it and she can do it. But yet Erica didn't take other things off of her plate. So now she's picked this up. And I'm guilty of that. I am guilty of doing a lot and not taking things off of my plate. But then what starts to happen? You're exhausted, then becomes irritability. Then, you know, maybe projects are not being completed or it's not your best. As we're adding things, we need to take things off. So now in life as well, I keep a bag in my closet. And when I add something new, I take something out and put it in my donation bag. So I do that thanks to Stacy. And it is a wonderful feeling. And then, you know, my other show, now I'm thankful for the opportunity to have worn other things. And I don't tell myself anymore, oh, well, I want to keep it because one day I'll wear it again. No, I've had it move on. I'm adding new things. And it's the same in life. If it comes around again, when I don't have so much on my plate, then I'll pick it up again. But we have to learn how to declutter those things in our life.
Yeah. And I believe we can all relate to that feeling of being out of control when we're surrounded by that chaos and that clutter, that junk. And if you missed right before this segment, we've said that we're going to talk about decluttering to make room. And it's not just decluttering physically, it's mentally as well. And, you know, because we want to talk about what are the benefits, what are the strategies, and what is the relationship, right, to having the clutter or decluttering and minimizing to have that fulfilling life. So what are the benefits and some practical tips one can take to declutter their life, both physically and mentally?
Sure. Number one, it is part of healing. And I know we don't always think about that. When we go through experiences or traumatic experiences, I know for me, I wanted everything to go right back to normal. I didn't want to miss a beat. I felt like I had to continue going the same pace, doing all the same things. But what I learned is I really needed to sit down and kind of make a list of things at that moment that I needed to keep on my plate. And then things that I could put later or things that I just really needed to let go of, because there was no way that I could continue at the same pace, same speed, doing all the same things. So we do have to take a look, maybe make a list of and prioritize creating that for ourselves and say no without feeling guilty. And I know a lot of people, especially me, had a hard time saying no. So learning how to say no and not feel guilty, but create that list and prioritize those things that you need. And then those other things that you don't need, see if either you could delegate it or say no and not feel guilty about it.
Because, you know, it is November, folks, November. So say no. And it's setting boundaries and boundary management. I could talk boundary management all day. It's making sure that is this bring you not just and you know not just is this bringing you joy, but is it bringing you purpose in your life? Is it bringing you happiness, or is it weighing you down, causing you pain, causing you anxiety? Because it as much as I hate the expression because it was so overused during the pandemic, is the new normal. But you do have a new normal. what after you go through something traumatic, you are changed. It doesn't necessarily mean you're changed for the worse, right? You might in the beginning feel like that, but you do have a new normal. And how do you move forward? Because you have to let go of things in order to get to where you need to be. And I think that's a question. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a question that we want to answer for our listeners is how can that decluttering lead to a more abundant and purposeful existence?
Yes. I had to accept it. For the longest time, I did not accept it. I really thought that I was moving the same way until someone told me that I wasn't. So the most important thing was I had to tell myself the truth about myself. I am not the same person as much as I wanted to be. You might as well say that I died that day as well, because I could never be that Tanya again prior to that experience. There was no way. And then you have to look at doing one thing at a time as you are examining everything and peeling back layers. We can't put it all back together at the same time. So that when you are prioritizing, you're looking at what is the most important thing that you have to do, and you are, you know, paying attention to what it's costing you. If you're not taking care of those things, then trust me, other things are going to the wayside. It's costing you something, you know, whether good or bad. So you have to address those things, but learn to do them one at a time and then examine, go back and take a look. But you have to first accept that it is different. It is a new normal. Another word we used during the pandemic was pivot.
Yep.
We have to pivot, but it's very true. Those things, and they help. You will find that you can find more healing when you tell yourself the truth about yourself and you're working on one thing at a time.
Yeah. And that is, we laugh about it just because it's, you know, it was overused, but it's true. You do have that new normal. You do have to pivot. Because if we don't accept the change, we may not have to like it, right? You know, there's plenty of things in life that we don't like, but you have to accept it and then move forward. Mm-hmm. And it's moving forward in a different way, which I think can be very beneficial, because there were times where you didn't know maybe so much what was holding you back, or mm-hmm. you were saying yes to so much, or you weren't letting your emotions, you weren't crying out loud, right? You were packing everything in so that you could try to be that old version of you
mm-hmm.
without people knowing. So with that, in your personal experience that you went through, where did, when simplifying your life, have a profound impact on your, what was something that you did that really impacted you?
What was something that I did?
By simplifying, by minimizing.
I was able to really get a good picture and enjoy every day. I no longer saw it as a negative that I was still here. What I saw was, I'm still here. How can I make the most out of what I have left? Again, life is not promised, you know, so looking at it for me in a spiritual light is, now what can I do to help support other people going through the journey by sharing my experiences of what I'm doing? Because now I'm seeing that decluttering, getting rid of things, is helping me. I'm feeling lighter. I'm feeling better. And, you know, using the analogy of clothes, if I've got this new body, I want something new. I don't want the old. I had my time with that and it was a great experience. And now I'm ready for the new. So seeing it that way, and being able to embrace what it's looking like now helped me so much. I can't tell you how much it helped me to not see it so much as a negative. That I did go through it, but as I said before, I didn't attach myself anymore to say that everything was bad. This was an experience that I had, but I still have all of this wonderful over here.
You're letting it go and you're having an attitude of gratitude as you went through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about creating and nurturing relationships. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, GetRootedRadio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
Do you want to become a host? Start your own podcast to inspire, persuade, and influence others on what you're passionate about? At the Transformation Network, we can help make your talk radio dreams happen. Let's take your hopes, dreams, and passions and put them on air today. Email us at host@transformationtalkradio.com to learn more about becoming a host of your very own show.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Hi, I'm Erica Gifford Mills, founder of Balanced Symmetry and host of Get Rooted Radio. If you answered yes to even one of the above, then this 12-week course is for you. The Rooted Life Group Coaching Series will give you the tools, techniques, and strength to be intentional in your pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Find out more about this program on my website, GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Tanya Whiteside. Thanks for being on the show today. Can you tell listeners how they can learn more about you, your services, and reach out for more information?
Absolutely. We are at www.thewhitesidegroup.net. As well, we have a Facebook page, The Whiteside Group, and we are on Instagram, The Whiteside Group.
Great. So during that last segment, we're going to talk about creating new connections and celebrating with the leftover pieces. And I just want to emphasize something, because it's not leftover pieces. You are a full person.
Absolutely.
after everything. But sometimes people think, well, I'm not the same. I still have some of me here, but I've got a new part. And leftovers are delicious, right?
Absolutely.
They're great. It's more fostering those meaningful relationships and savoring that journey. So what advice do you have for those seeking to build meaningful and lasting connections with others after going through their experience?
I have to say that when I found myself in a position of brokenness, and I guess that's where we were talking about pieces, because when we go through experiences, it's like feeling broken. I felt in some ways alone, even though people were around me. And I learned that that was part of my depression. I was lost and I thought I was abandoned, but it was not until I started to connect with other individuals, and that was through counseling, through support group, it allowed me to see that other connections were good for me. I didn't have to sacrifice my family and my other friend groups because they were the same people that they were before the event. Even though they knew the individuals who passed, they didn't experience it the way I did. So when I learned the importance of having those other meaningful connections and relationships, I began to grow and to heal in my trauma that I had experienced because I allowed myself to have those relationships. Had I not gone forward with going to counseling, and my first counselor, listen, people say counseling doesn't work. You know what? My first counselor, the only thing I did was cried. I don't think I shared anything and I didn't feel a connection. But guess what? I found another. So you keep going until you find the right fit. And when I found the right fit, I was able to get more help. I didn't stop at the first one because it wasn't a good connection. I found the next one. The support group was specific to murder. So everyone in the group had experienced murder in some way. So the more specific you can get. And then my family allowed me when I felt the emotion that, you know, we were talking about, when I felt myself getting angry or getting frustrated, I could say it out loud. And my family allowed me the space. I would say, I'm going to go to the room. I'm not feeling great right now. I'm going to go and I'm going to spend some time. And they would say, okay. They didn't force me to do things. So it is so important to have those connections, the people. It could be family, it could be friends, but it could be new connections and new relationships as well. So we have to allow ourselves those things.
And I think it's, I love what you said about it. It is finding your tribe. And sometimes your tribe changes or Absolutely. It expands Yes. and it might only expand for a little bit, right? There are times where people come into your life for just a season.
Yes.
Maybe it's multiple seasons, but it's for a purpose. And it's okay if that only lasts for 6 months because they served a purpose. And I don't Absolutely. Mean that to sound callous, but mm-hmm. you know, you meet somebody and maybe it's not the right fit when you go to a counseling session, a therapist. It might not be. That doesn't mean that that therapist isn't good. It's not just the right person for you. Or Right. if you go to a support group or something like that, and that group isn't working for you, it doesn't mean that support groups are bad. It means that might not be the right fit. And Yes. so continuing to try and continuing to look out, you then can work towards those meaningful and lasting connections. And they may not be lasting for the rest of your life. It's lasting until you get through that experience.
I love what you said about, you know, for a season. You know, for me, I, you know, relied on my faith. I also went and through a grief and loss group. I also went through a domestic violence mandated training so that I could help understand the cycle of violence. All of that was part of my healing. I journaled, I wrote, I read books. I did a lot of different things. It didn't happen overnight. When you go through trauma, time looks different. Everything looks different. Allow yourself the time. There is no time limit on grief. There's no time limit on trauma. Allow yourself the opportunity. If it's grief, grieve. If it's whatever it is, no one can tell you that time limit. Only you know that. You go through it. It took years for me to feel better, but it was happening little by little. I didn't know it, but other people noticed it until I started, you know, to notice it myself. So there's no time limit on that when you are going through a rebuilding and learning a new way of coping and dealing. There's no time limit on that.
Yeah. And I just saw something over the last couple of days that somebody said, if you don't understand why someone's taking so long to grieve, be grateful. Mm-hmm. And I think that was such an important saying, because that's great, because they had have gone something through something very traumatic. And even if it was something what you might think is minor, again, you don't know what they went through before that could have triggered additional that they weren't working themselves through. Mm-hmm. So celebrate those small victories and really savor the journey, because doesn't that enhance your fulfillment?
Absolutely. And having healthy relationships, be it friendships, is so important. I would say, you know, thank you, Lord, for opening doors, but also thank you for closing them, because, you know, sometimes I didn't have the strength to do it myself. So when it happened, I didn't fight. Oh, what happened to this person? Or where did they go? There's a reason. There is a reason, and I'm thankful for it, because right now it's not part of that strong support that I need during this, you know, very traumatic, you know, time in my life. And it's just so important. We don't have to have a whole lot of people. If you have a core group, that's good too. Again, those individuals that you can cry with, it may not be everyone, you know, it may be a few people, but they're so, so important. Even journaling helped so much. I think, you know, I could write whatever that emotion, you know, we talked earlier about crying. Sometimes in the middle of writing, I would cry. You know, it just really helped. There was just not one way, you know, when you are creating that newness, there's not just one way to do it.
And remember, you got to let go in order to love yourselves and others fully and just live that life that you are deserved to live.
Yes.
So Tanya, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. Again, one last time, how can folks reach you?
At www.thewhitesidegroup.net. We are also on Facebook and Instagram, The Whiteside Group. And let's all remember to celebrate even the smallest success. Remember to do that.
Yes, and it's so true. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.